Bring on Ayin Tes and Beis by the two dots towards the bottom of the page. So the Mishnah said, the woman said, "Im erchatz v'im lo erchatz, im iskashas v'im lo iskashas." So he can make for that netter. So the Mishnah says, "Heichi komar." The Mishnah says, "What exactly did she say that, we're discussing this language of im? How does the language of im tie into a netter?" Ilema. Maybe the case was Damra Kerem Paris Olam Olai Im Erchatz. So she says, I'm going to be usher in all of the Paris of the world if I wash myself. So Lama Lo Hafora. So Lois Erchatz will Alistran Paris Olam Allah. Yeah. He takes out the word elu. There is a way for her not to be usher with these things. So just do that and do that. Elamai, the purpose of the hafora is allow her to be rechitz, which that wasn't the netter. The netter wasn't rechitza. So. Okay. So once you're accepting that the Chachamim say you can be mefer because we're concerned about the fact that she will be rechitz, and then everything will become aser. Having all the Paris Olam aser on her is definitely a form of bini nefesh. So what's Rabbi Yossi's argument in that case? So that obviously can't be the case that we're talking about. Avela, maybe the case is the Amra Kainam Hanas Rechitz Olai Lo'olam Im Erchatz. So she's asking rechitz on herself. But she's saying that only becomes usher if she's rechitzed herself one time. Okay, mishum hachi mefer lo. So where's the hafara? The hechi tavit tirchutz mitzvah hanas rechitza lo. If she's rechitzed, she becomes usher to the rechitza onwards. Lo tirchutz, if she doesn't wash herself. Is lo nivla, that would be a form of nivla for her not to continue without washing. So the Mishnah is saying that's a form of inu nefesh, and therefore he can make for it as inu nefesh.
How come we weren't concerned before about nivla?
Well, see, let me finish the thought. Rabbi Yossi Sover Efshes lo Roksa. Well, nivla l'chashina, the rest is no. It's not even nefesh because she doesn't have to roach it. It's been other benor because that will affect them, but it's not even nefesh intrinsically.
So the
worst kind of kasha that pshat. Now, but what is it, why is this pshat saying right now that rechitza is, according to the Tanakhama, is in nefesh because of the nivul? The more before assumes that if the netter wasn't about rechitza, the netter was about paris arlam, it's because we're looking at the means that hagufa, the Tana, is assuming that rechitza itself is not problematic. Otherwise, just make the netter about rechitza and say that's the inu nefesh. That's what the argument is.
Yeah, okay, but I mean, it's still like I just don't understand the concept that it's that wouldn't be inu nefesh, like never washing. That sounds like inu nefesh.
I understand. I'm saying, but the Hagufa, the Tana, did not say that. The more is saying would be indicating that the Tana Kama is also agreeing that that's not inu nefesh. So then, what's the inu nefesh? Is the Paris. So if you tell me rechitz is not a problem, so rechitz is not a problem. So where's the din nefesh of the paris either? Elamai, tell me rechitz is a problem, so leave the paris out. Okay, Samora says, if that's the pshat, that the Rabbi Yossi's argument is the Efshel Aruch of Linibol Lachashinen. The Hachi Lesti Hachi Rabbi Yossi Omer Tanai Zeh Ein Beinu Nefesh. That right now it seems to be that the netter is the non inner nefesh, but let's say you have a situation where the netter, Rabbi Yossi agrees, is inner nefesh. The Tanai is not inner nefesh. So currently, because he holds that Rechitza is not nifl, so he wouldn't be made for that case either, because there's no need to just don't do the Tanai. So the Lashon sounds over here, the reason why is because the netter is not inner nefesh. Theoretically, this Rabbi Yossi would argue in a case where the netter wasn't the issue, but the Tanai was the issue. So we should clarify that Rabbi Yossi holds, even if you have a case of a netter which is inner nefesh, since the Tanai is not inner nefesh, so right, he can't be mafer because of inner nefesh, because it's don't be righteous. So that's not clear in Rabbi Yossi either. Ella, what was the case? Domra Hanos Rechitza Lai Lo'olam. I'm saying the more says Yehachi Lister Rabbi Yossi Omer Tanai. Why is the more asking that Rabbi Yossi should say that Tanai doesn't have any nefesh? Rabbi Yossi's point, the case over here was, she said that Hanos Rechitza Lai is also Lo'olam Im Erchatz. So Rabbi Yossi holds that Rechitza is not in your nefesh. Lack of Rechitza is not in your nefesh. It's been a little bit no, but it's not in your nefesh. So the language over here sounds like the Ein Eilu Nidrin in your nefesh means the netter is not in your nefesh. What would be in a case where the netter clearly was in your nefesh? She asked Paris Arlam on herself if she's Rechitza. So the foods, the issuing of all of the food is in nefesh. So what would Rabbi Yossi hold in that case? Rabbi Yossi says, don't be roichitz. So there's no need to, you can't be made for it because in nefesh, because there's nobody in nefesh here. Just don't be roichitz, because he holds not being roichitz is not a problem. So the comes out of Rabbi Yossi would hold even in a case where the netter was in nefesh, but since the Tanai makes it not in nefesh, he can't be made for. The language of the Mishnah sounds like it says ein elo nidra in nefesh. The problem is that it's because of the netter. Even if the problem would be the netter, the problem would be in the Tanai. Also, Rabbi Yossi would hold you can't be made for. So that should be, the Mishnah should clarify that. Okay. So more says the case was Damar Tanos Rechitza Lai Lo'olam Imerchat Tzayyan. So all she said was Imerchat Tzayyan. So if she passes by one day without Rechitza, the Paris Arlam are Mutzah to her. So or the Hanos Rechitza is Mutzah for her. So she said Hanos Rechitza Lai Lo'olam Imerchat Tzayyan. So the Chachamim say that in your nefesh, even not the Rechitza for one day. Rabbi Yossi nivul the chayyam aloy shmei nivul, and Rabbi Yossi argues that that even one day of Rechitza is not problematic. Now, according to this version, Rabbi Yossi holds is not the Rabbi Yossi holds is not either. So it's Rabbi Yossi wants to stress that this is not. So if he said that if he said a language of the Tanai, like we were more suggesting before, it would be mashma that there is the Baruch Shem Rabbi Noah in that lashon, and. Okay. So, one second. You can't say a lashon of Tanai. But by saying ain elu nidrei nefesh, why is that better? Even though the see, even though he doesn't say the tonight part, it's because he means it tonight. Because haraya, he just his whole argument is only because nivul the chayyer malosh me nivul. Okay. Okay. So the Gemara Shanisa.
So, how did we improve upon the last answer? I mean, in other words,
so we added the word Hayyam. The whole argument over here is if she doesn't have, if she has to not be Ruch, it's one day and the Neder's not Chal.
Right.
The Neder's only Chal. If she's Ruch, it's one day. So Tanakama says that itself is still eating Nefesh. Where she says that the Tanai is not in a nefesh, because even though Rechitza Lo'olam is in a nefesh, Rashi now is agreeing to the Chacham that Rechitza is in a nefesh, but Nivul of one day is not considered Nivul. Therefore the Tanai is where the lack of in a nefesh is. So whereas before Rashi was arguing on Rechitza in general, right, and the Tanai was Im Erchatz, so tell me that Chiddush of in the Tanai, but over here clearly he means in the Tanai. Over there I would assume he doesn't mean in the Tanai, so I need to tell me in the Tanai, but over here the whole argument is in the Tanai. So the Mora said that's not, there's no room for making a mistake if and that under that pshat.
So he thought
Shmuel
said even Nashik. That's
what The more asked before in the previous step, the more said Rabbi Yossi should say that Tanai doesn't have any nefesh. So how are we answering that question? Why is this pshat better that it doesn't have that question? Right, Rabbi Yossi should say the Tanai doesn't have any nefesh. So in the case before, the Tanai was Rechitza forever, and the Yisr was Rechitza forever. So
the Tanai was Rechitza forever, and the
Yisr
was Rechitza forever.
Right. Im Erchatz. So as soon as she's Rechitza one time, so the Neder takes effect. So basically, to prevent the Neder from taking effect, she never can be Reuchitz. So the Tanai is Rechitza Lo'olam, and to prevent the Neder from being Chal, she can't wash. According to this pshat, to prevent the Neder from being Chal, she only has to not wash for one day. That's the difference between the two cases. That's the whole difference. So Rabbi Yossi's argument before, the step before, was that Rechitza is not an evil. So both, that's true both in the Tanai and both in the Neder. Both of them are about never washing, and both of them are not even nefesh, not the Tanai, not the Neder. So why are we discussing the Neder being a lack of eating nefesh more than saying the Tanai is a lack of eating nefesh? According to this pshat, the Neder is in a nefesh. Not being Rechitz Olam, Rabbi Yossi agrees, is in a nefesh. The only thing which is not in a nefesh is just a wash for one day. You won't have a Neder. So the whole lack of in a nefesh is in the Tanai. So then over here we don't need to stress the word Tanai, because it's obvious that's where the problem is. In the pshat before, the Tanai and the Neder are equal. Why did you talk about the Neder more than the Tanai? But in this pshat, the Neder is in a nefesh. The reason why it's not is because of the Tanai. So obviously we're talking about the Tanai not being in a nefesh. That's what Rabbi Yossi meant. Okay, you know. So the Morda says Shanisa im erchatz im loyerchatz im erchatz im erchatz hechidam. So the Morda says, okay, if you just thought, you answered the case of. What's the case of the Mishnah of Im Erchatz? But there's also a case of the Mishnah of Im Lo Erchatz. So what's that case? So the more Let's leave that. Let's see the run. No. Shanisa imerchatz, comma. Imerchatz hechidami. Yeah. Zuck the run. So holding on, I'm Tesson Bays, but more than halfway down the page. Hechi ka'amro. So more wants to know, what exactly did this woman say that we're discussing being made for the neder? The lashon kadam l'shayach im. The word im doesn't apply in the language of the kadam itself. Silaim and the Amr Kaidan Paris Alam Alai Imerchatz Salam Allah for Allah Sirchatz will this to Paris Alam Allah. If we're only using Rechitza as part of the Tanai, indicative of the fact that we don't see Rechitza being in an Nefesh itself, so in an Nefesh is the Paris, so don't wash them. Dimitri, we're on Ayin Tessim Beis. Okay, Zataran, Midaloy, the first in the medium line. The Midaloy Tani, Kirchen Nodra Berachitza Atzma. From the fact that the Mishnah didn't discuss a netter about Rechitza, according to what we're saying right now. Alma Berachitza Leke Inui. So we're saying that Rechitza alone is not a problem. We came in the Leke Inui, if that's true, Shalom Allah Hafara. Should this not be made for? Now, Zakhtaran, Midamrinan, High Lishna, from the fact that Morris said the phrase, the Lama Lahafara, Vamina Nami, like, Loy Serchat, Lolitzurum, Paris Elamallah. Mashma, it's called Amos, to La Rochsa, La Mitzri, Allah, Paris. Why don't we say that she's also need Paris? Because maybe she will, because of Gzeira Mirabonon, that she might be Reuchitz and end up being also in Paris. The more is Lashon, the more is assuming that there's no problem over here. Like, there's no need for Hafara. Yes, there is. To save her from the possibility of being Reuchitz by mistake and being also in all the Paris. So, what do you mean, Lama Lahafara? Elamai, you're saying that no, we assume that she's totally allowed to have payrus, and we're not worried about that possibility. Vikal Medak, Domer of Yehuda Leel Perik Velu Mutor. Back in the second parak, Kainim Enai Bishina Hayom Im Isha Lamacher. So he says, I'm re'aser sleeping today if I sleep tomorrow. So theoretically, the person could sleep today and just not sleep tomorrow. But the Rehuda said, Al Yishan Hayom, Hashinan Shema Yishan Lamacher, the Bitanoi, Lamiz Dyer, people don't take a Tanai so seriously. So if the person will sleep today, we're not confident the person will be careful not to sleep the next day, which that's when the Tanai is, because it's not a netter, it's a Tanai. So maybe she'll be right. Zataran, love Kushihi. The question is not a question at all, because that is only an issur. Don't eat Paris now because she might be right in the future. The person, she didn't say that she's also in Paris Hayoim if she's Reuchitz. She said she's also in Paris if she's Reuchitz. That means from that point onwards, once she's Reuchitz, the Isser Paris starts. Until then, let her eat Paris. So Thuran, now the Amro Behedja kind of Paris Erlam Alai Mehayoim Imerchatz Hachinami. If she said that the Paris Erlam will be Usser from today, if I Reuchitz in the future. So yes, she cannot eat Paris from this point onwards because she might be Reuchitz in the future. That's not what she said. Rashi tells us Nidra Be'im, she didn't say Hayyam, she said if. So Lashon Im just means then. And that's a general assumption that that a person makes a language of Im in their Tanai, they, not necessarily in the context of the Dorim, in the context of Bnei Momenus or whatever it is. So whatever it's supposed to take effect when that happens. Not from now. Almanas. One second. Almanas. The person says a language of not im but almanas. That the more brings a discussion about, and we paskin almanas is kameyach shav dami. So the person says me'akshav, me'hayoyim, that's me'akshav. So that means whatever condition you're making it retroactive, that it should be effective retroactively. The person says that the language of the condition, in a language of almanas, it's also retroactive. The person says language of im, it's only effective from that point and onwards, when it happens in the future. Yes? Yeah.
What
was that? The Mishnah says im. The Mordechai just wants to know where's the netter. We were discussing a netter. We just said the words im. The woman says im erchatz. Ah, so we have to make for the netter. Like, what netter? The word im doesn't mean a netter. Void. So the Mordechai says, if you're telling me that rechitza is not in a nefesh, so then don't be rechitz. Void, baha, lamer b'yosi ain elo nidr in a nefesh, dumer rochsa v'itzra peres elam alah. So maybe she'll be rechitz and peres elam will be osur. Now, is that the Ran?
Oh, the Mishnah just says the American square.
Right. So, Lav Dina de Biersi Kokasha late. The Mora is not asking. Biersi is it's mutter. There's no need for hafora. The Mora is saying why there is a need for hafora. You just told me a second ago that in the Tanakama, what do you need hafora for? Now you're saying Biersi. The Mora is saying Biersi is you don't need hafora. Says no, you do need hafora. You just told me a second ago you don't need hafora. Like what are you asking? Taking an action of Biersi, a milo yoffer dilma rochsa. So Rabbi Yossi's din is exactly what you just asked the Tanakama should say. Now you're getting upset about it. That's not his kasha. I'll list the kasha late. What's bothering the Gemara is the language Rabbi Yossi says it in. The cover ain elu nidra in nefesh. The mashad lo polig amay the chesh Tanakama dumarochsa. He's the Tanakama. We asked the Tanakama, your chash is dumb rock, so why are you worried about that? Just don't be rochitz. But Tanakama holds you the Yarkoshish for that. So if Rabbi Yossi came back and said, no, we're not worried about that possibility, that's what the Mordechai asked. That's not what Rabbi Yossi says. He says, this is not in your nefesh. Which means I agree with you about the possibility that we're worried about Dimaroksa, but it doesn't bother me. What do you mean? You're more inclined to do the whole thing. That's wrong. The Kim and the Kamoida Dimaroksa. Once you agree, which we asked in the Tanakama why, but once you agree to the Tanakama, and we have the same question on you, why you're worried about, but once you agree that you're worried about the possibility of Rechitza, what's going to take effect is clearly in your nefesh. The netter is Peres Olam, that's definitely in your nefesh. Elamai Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the whole premise, and he says we're not worried about rochsa. So harvul the meimer ain yochel hafer mishum nidun nefesh. Not that this is not in your nefesh; it is in your nefesh, but. We're not worried about the problem over here because she's not going to be roiches. So the language would have been, this doesn't go under the purview of your power to be mefer because she has a way to deal with it, not because it's not in your nefesh. Okay, so that can't be the case. Vela the Umrah Anosu Chitza Lai Loilam Imerchitz. Kiman Lo Kamra Hachi. That's her language. Chitza Rishon Hashar Yelo. So the being Merchitz one time is Mutter. But once she watches one time, she's also forever. The more it says, the Tanakhama says that she doesn't have an option of never washing, because we're saying that Rechitza right now is definitely an evil. Lo sirchas is lo nivul. Sir lehasha the berchitza ikir in a nefesh. Right. Okay. Now, b'kitema further on the kash. So, like, if that's what you're trying to say, that berchitza in a nefesh, and Rashi disagrees with that, so leave the Tanai out. Just say straight. She made an edder on berchitza. Rashi says Tanakama says be mefer. Rashi says you can't be mefer. Yehachi. Am I not katana? The Talya Nidra Be'im. Why the Tana Kama says the case was she made it tonight? Listen, cut him rakitza olai, and that's it. You can remember the Rabusa Ashminu, the Tana Kama. The Alba Gav the rakitza kamaisa shayyala filahochi yafer mehashba. Even though right now she doesn't really have a netter effective, he can be mefer. That's the chiddush of the Tana Kama. So the seal of the Rebbe, see the Rechitza Lorlam Lekka in an Ephesh. Okay. Fine. Now the Ron's asked a question on the whole sugi over here. Hichra Rabbi Ben Yerana, the Mashma Vaday, the sugi asked the Lekka Ben Nosin. So the whole sugi is not going like Ben Nosin. The Sirlei then about Mayfrelim Kain Chala Neder. That the Hafar only can take effect once the Neder is Chal. And here we're discussing being made for before the Neder is called, because the Tanai has not been done, the Neder is not called yet. So how can you discuss a four in such a case? Elik Rabbanan, this Gemara is going like the Rabbanan, who hold that he could be made for even before the Neder is called. The Pligi Bishili Pirkin, they argue at the end of the Perik, B'natula Nimina Yehudim, Ime Mishra Mashtoi, B'nosin Omer Lo Yofer, B'chomim Omer Yofer. She says she's also having benefit from all Jews if she's going to be have tashmish. With her husband. Okay. So she's saying that she doesn't, she can't deal with she can't deal with so she's basically making herself usher and tashmish to her husband. So the Chum said that he can be made for it. The Rishon says she can't be made for it because the Neder wasn't chal yet. The Ikrim Nosen Hasanami Neima. Um, if the same way the Mor is challenging over here, the Mor should challenge over there. How the Rosh Hashanah Levino? It's not in a nefesh, but it's the Rosh Hashanah Levino. Kimin and Halcha. So what do you mean, Lo Yofer? You're putting her in an impossible situation. Well, the body took in the Halcha to look for him, Nosson. Neither one. Okay. The Kim and Chicane says, Zotabini, I'm fine. But now I have my problem. So if the whole thing is going not like Rim Nossin, Maiko Macha Beresh Sugyan, Lamala Afora, Lo Sirkats, Willow, this repair is Elamala. The Rabbanan said you can be made for over there, but until Mini Yehudim, even though theoretically she has a solution. So over here also, the fact that she has a solution doesn't mean a reason why you shouldn't be Mefer. The Rabbana Mefer of Bishul Echal and Eder. V'yesh Loimer. The Nechonami, the town of the Masis and Rabbana Sir Leit, you can be Mefer before the Eder Echal. Alamiyo ki Amr Rabbana the Mefer of Bishul Echal and Eder, that which the Rabbana say you have a power of a foro, even before the Neder is Chal, Hani Mili Hecha, the Chief Shalol Hinotzel, Ephilakim is Dara, but to Noah, Me'inu Nefesh, I mean, the Rabbi Shemir Lalim and Noah, that the way you're going to be careful about the Tanai also ends up being Inu Nefesh, or the Rabbi Shemir Lalim and Noah. So the only way she can be careful in the netter is by not being mishamish, which is the Rosh Hashanah Levino. Sheni yochel not some in the Rosh Hashanah Levino. Inami kigun shetolsa tano bedaber she asuya lavrola, or it's something which we even the chances are highly possible that she won't be careful about. If I listen to my father or to your father, I'm also to you. So that would be an ongoing, constant burden to be careful not to do something that they said. So there, you can be made for. But over here, the Morris Kasha was from the fact that you told me that rechitz is not the problem, means you hold rechitz is something which is people can do. Go without rechitz. It's not inu nefesh. So it comes out, keeping the tanai is not inu nefesh. Over there, keeping the tanai, not being mishamish, is the over there, a forest could have been elam enoah. It is a ben elam enoah. Over here, it's not inu nefesh. It's not ben elam enoah, it's not inu nefesh. That's the more question before. Okay. Zataran Vikasha. So Tanya the Kamon Aishis Isha Amra Harena Nazira Lukashes Garish. So if when I get divorced, I'm going to become a Nazir then. So it comes out the netter will only take effect after she's divorced. So Rekiva Omer Yofer, that even so, since the netter of the Naziris was made when they're married, he can be made for about something which will take place after their marriage. And, but the neder is not chal yet. We shouldn't seal the baal meifra for pishaloi noder chal a neder. So he held it to run. You can be meifra before the neder is chal. V'amai ha'hosam akati less lo loy tzara inin nefesh. Right now, there's no inin nefesh. Less benami mishum the ramashin el beno. So currently, what I just said from the beno yarno, you can't be made for now, even according to Rabbanan. Lav koshi. So at the round, that's not a cash. So hosam lav bedido koi. He not some inin nefesh. Zimam megarish labal. The point over there is she has no power to prevent it from happening. That's also something which she needs an hafara. The point is over here, she has the power to stop it, and the way she's going to stop it is not problematic. Assuming, like we assume in the beginning of the sugya, that the rechitza is not problematic, and it's up to her she can control her destiny in that fact. So there's no inyan nefesh yet. Okay. But the doctor, it's up to her to make it happen. So that is the Gemara's first pshat, the pshat in the machlokes, and the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi has a problem with that. Let's hold it here.